I don't say this about every food I talk about on the Food and Drink Show, I promise, but cheese, I would say, is probably my favourite food. It's very easy to consume a lot of it very, very fast. So we thought we would invite in our cheese expert from Booths in Ilkley. Hello, welcome to the studio, Hannah Woods.
Hello.
You are a cheese connoisseur,
I wouldn't go that far, but I can do my best.
And you are based behind the cheese counter at Booths in Ilkley, and so you know what all these many, many cheeses are in front of you.
Yeah, I can give it a good go about talking about them anyway, yeah.
And how many are we talking about? How many have you got?
Well over 100. I'd say around 150 cheeses, perhaps, stock, yeah. So myself and my colleagues do tend to make our way through them as the week goes by, just to keep sampling and tasting them with the customers. So
that sounds like a lovely job.
Probably tasted them all, I'd say.
Yeah. And whereabouts are they coming from? Whereabouts are your cheeses?
Oh, literally all over, really. We've got your territorial cheeses, so, you know, from Cheshire, Yorkshire, Lancashire, so quite your local ones. We've also got continental ones, which are your more international ones, so Jarlsberg, your Old Amsterdam, your Morbiers, things like that.
And when it comes to using local supplies as well, because we are in this part of the world, we've got a lot of fantastic food producer suppliers all over the place. Do you make the most of that in Booths?
Oh yeah, definitely. We work with our local suppliers really well. There's obviously the very well known one, Wensdale Creamery, which is from Yorkshire as well. So we've got the full range of them in our cheese counter as well, which are really popular. I know we do the good old Wensleydale and Cranberry for Christmas,
yes.
As well as all year round. Obviously one of the most popular ones we do. So yeah, we've got those. There's also the Shepherd's Purse range. So locally here, the Harrogate Blue, which is one of my favourites. Really nice for a blue cheese as well. If you're not really a blue cheese lover, you should definitely try it.
It's a bit calmer, isn't it? It's not quite as zingy.
Harsh. Yeah. If you don't like blue cheese, definitely want to try. Because I'm not a particular fan of blue cheese, if I'm honest. But tasted it, and it's really nice.
Is it the idea of it? Because blue cheese, the blue is mold, isn't it? That's what it
is.
Yeah. But it's not bad for you.
No. I think it's penicillin, really. But so if anything, it might be good for you. But
yeah.
The good thing about having the cheese counter is that you kind of break down the barrier. So instead of just going to a cabinet and looking at some blue cheese and thinking, oh, I don't know if I like it, you know, you come to one of our counters and we'll offer it straight away. So you have the chance to try it before you buy. And if you don't like it, then it's fine. You can try another or just walk away and buy something that you know you already love.
And this is something you feel is quite important as well, the try before you taste.
Oh, definitely, yeah. It's encouraged in all booth stores that we always offer tastings as soon as customers arrive. I think sometimes, you know, when you come to a counter, you know, sometimes you don't know what to look for, you don't know what to ask for. You know, you're looking at 150 cheeses, some people might not even bother, whereas our colleagues are encouraged to try them with the customer. You can really have a good conversation about cheese.
And what about, I'm going to use the phrase, posh cheese. Do you have any particularly posh cheese?
Well, we do have Neil's Yard cheeses. Have you heard of it before?
I haven't heard of Neil's Yard, no.
So that's a dairy shop down in London. The range there is quite limited. They work with 40 cheese makers from around the country. They'll go and taste with the suppliers and they'll only pick select batches. If one wasn't up to their expectations, they wouldn't sell it.
Quality over quantity.
Yeah, so we only have about 10 of their cheeses in store, ranging from goat's cheese to cow's milk, but really special. And we're only one of three booth stores to stock this range as well. So it is really special to us.
Can you get it in any other shops, any other supermarkets?
Not that I know of, no. When I went down to London, actually, I was asking them where do they supply up north before I told him I worked for Booths.
And you're like a secret shopper.
Yeah, kind of. And they were like, oh, Booths Supermarket, have you heard of it? And I was like, yeah, actually, I work there. I was like, I was just testing.
Just drop that one in, yeah.
So it was good to know that, you know, they also talk about us down south as well.
So for cheese fans, Neil's Yard cheese would be a special treat.
Oh yeah. So if you were to get a cheese board, you know, you get a bit of everything and then you get a real special Neil's Yard
cheese.
Save
that one for yourself. Yeah. Keep that one in the fridge. Yeah. The guests can have the rest. I'll keep this Neil's Yard one.
But again, with the more expensive cheeses like that, you know, we do also encourage tastings of that as well. So, you know, if you don't want to just spend the money on something you're not sure you like, you know, we really will push for that tasting just so you like it really before you buy it.
I'm going to ask you a big question now. Do you have a favourite cheese? Well, if you look at 150 every day, yeah, I don't know how you'd narrow
that
down.
On air in Yorkshire, I mean, it'd be wrong of me to pick Lancashire cheese from where I'm from, but I'm going to do it anyway. crumbly Lancashire has got to be the best. It's so nice, and it's really naughty, and I don't do it a lot, but I have it on McVitie's digestive biscuits.
Ooh, I like the sweetness with the cheese.
It's not good for your diet, so I wouldn't recommend it all the time, but it's really good, really good.
Hannah's
really
personal cheese. Recommendation
yeah.
there.
Not so, every day.
Now and again, it's fine.
It's really good.
And of course, it's not just in the cheese counter as well. You have a whole range of Booth's own brand cheese as well that people can go and pick up in stores.
Yeah,
well.
The crumbly one is actually our own branded one as well from Julia. So they do it for us in our Booth's own label, crumbly cheese.
Okay.
Which is really good, and it's really good value as well.
Fantastic. So if somebody has a cheese party planned or they fancy just a night of wine and cheese, they can, of course, come to you, ask for some advice and, as I say, do a lot of tasting. It sounds like you do a lot of tasting at Booth's.
Yeah, every day we'll have something.
And just in case somebody doesn't know whereabouts you are in Ilkley, just remind us where they can find you.
Okay, so if you're coming over from Otley Way, you just head down onto Leeds Road. It's just on the left-hand side, just where the traffic lights are. Or if you're coming from the Lancashire Way, it's just on the right when you get to the traffic lights, right in the centre of Ilkley.
You had to give us both directions.
Oh, yeah,
then.
Just
good
in
work.
Case.
Hannah Woods, thank you very much for coming in.